Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. It's so interesting. I just came back from a Master Souls conference, and all week long, even on our Passionate Living shows and the Unlimited Life shows, we've had such amazing technological challenges. And I think it's so beautiful because sometimes guests that are vibrating at such a high level, when the energy field is just ready to pop and the veil is so thin. Sometimes we just blast the systems, the same as when your clock stopped working in your house or your watch stops working. And I know when I came from the Master Souls Conference that I felt like my entire house was about 5 feet under, that I was elevating so high, like my house was underneath me, that the vibration was just genius. And I would love to talk to you about everything that I've been through. But today we have such a special guest for you and such an amazing and extraordinary show lined up. So I'm so pleased that we are back online with you. And for those of you who are in other countries that are broadcasting at different times, who have had this really fun broadcast prior to this, hang on to your hats, because today we are talking with Greta Hassel Grace. And I had the opportunity just recently to go to a 50 Shades of Grey event. And at that event, there was a panel of experts, stunning, seat-edging, awesome, breathtaking, life-changing, evolving information that was presented there. And one of the masters and teachers and guests was Greta Hassel Grace, and I sat there just absolutely submerged, marinating in her information and her spirit and light. And so I've asked her to share her time, her wisdom, and her knowledge to talk to you about the highest potential of relationships and really having those magical dreams come true. And so I'm so looking forward to having her here with us today. And I'm just absolutely thrilled and elated and genuinely blown away and thrilled to have you as being part of this show and this life. So today, as we merge and move into having her speak with us today, I'd like to tell you a little bit about what made this conference so incredibly special. And when I was at this event, they even had doctors in Australia, people from another world away. And those of you who are living over on that side know that you had this movie come out a week or 2 weeks before we had the opportunity to have it come out here. And the impact was so huge. And as we have people talking about the effect on communication, on relationships, on how to talk to your partner and your mate about your deepest, darkest intimacy, secrets, feelings, thoughts, heart-centeredness, goals, dreams and visions come true. And I think what it's done is it's opened the doorway, it's opened the pathway for an entirely different way of living, for a way of sharing your emotionalities. And we've had Amanda Rain on, and Amanda is certainly one of my very favorite all-time guests. And Amanda talks about, how do we speak the unspeakable? How do we ask for those things we want in a way that feels safe for us, in a way that feels like that we can receive the gift of our partner, that we can receive their love, that we can receive the cherishment, that we can receive the nurturing, the growth, the unity, the spiritness, the oneness, the godness, the holiness, all of that. And how do we give freely without being afraid that we're giving too much or giving ourselves away or giving ourselves to a whole other level of lifetime, of succession, of idea or ideals of what a man or a woman should be in a relationship to one another. And I think that that's what it's done. We talk about a lot over the past couple of weeks. We've had expert after expert on saying that this movie might not be the best thing for a 15 or 16-year-old girl to see, or a 15 or a 16-year-old boy, for a girl's going to think she needs to submit and a boy's going to think he needs to dominate, or somebody feels that you have to be wounded in order to have true love. Or as Rachel was talking about with us, saying that all of the fairy tales, that in the happily ever after, that there's always a victim, that the prince is saving or rescuing the princess, that there's always a victim. And what happens when you don't want to be a victim? and you still want to have that love, and you still want to have that peacefulness. And I think all of those conversations are so important. And so when we created the show, it was our goal and our desire and our deepest dream to really be able to bring all of that forward to you. Wow, it looks like we have Greta back, so I'm so excited to be able to bring her to you today. And I think that that's really the conversation, is how do we stay in our power? How do we stay in our light? How do we stay in our love, in our unity with spirit, with oneness, with the holiness, and have that with the partner merge with us instead of feeling like we're losing something in the process? And so, Greta, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's so good to be with you again.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here. And I was sharing with our audience, it is so funny. I just came from a Master Souls conference, and I just arrived back. And even on our Passionate Living show, this entire week, technologically, so I don't know if it's the planet or that we're just talking about something so important that, like, the veils of the universe, it's the same as, you know, when you sort of pop the springs in a volcano or something's erupting in all of us now, that's taking us to a higher level of consciousness of how we do relationships.
This is a powerful weekend with the equinox and the solstice. So it's beautiful to be joined in this conversation with you during this portal opening at this time.
Oh, well, it's beautiful. And I am such a fan of your work. I hope that you know that. And the first time that I had the opportunity to see you speak, something changed within me. It was a lightness and a brightness, and you took away the fear. You know, you talk about love, God, and sex, and you talk about relationships in a whole different way. And I remember thinking how safe it was, and how real it was, and how accessible and available you made love. And I think that that was the thing I was most drawn to. And so first I would love you to share how you fell into this world of love and lust and passion and romance and dreams and sexuality. And then if you can talk a little bit about the joy of that partnership and how it can be possible for somebody or for a couple to really have a healthy and a happy sex life and relationship.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, the journey is always so interesting, isn't it? And I love being a beacon of hope for women who may have not realized that dream fully yet. And I am, you know, I just put it out there that I'm 56 years old and I'm married at 55. And I really want to stand for those women who are holding fast to their dream and their intention and what they truly desire, because it's worth the wait, and the journey prepares us so fully for what it is that we want to step into. So my journey, coming from the Bible Belt in the East Coast and having a kind of a being like a late bloomer and going to seminary to study theology and become a pastor at 25, and all of those dynamics did nothing to support the life force juicy energy, and I didn't even realize I was living from the waist up, and until I really connected with the feminine more deeply, and connecting down into my hips and into my womb and my pelvis, and having many pieces along the way that helped you open me up. And that's part of what we do talk about in the evening part of the program that my husband and I have created. And so, and Dennis is here as well with us to help talk about what we're excited about, which is bringing love school to newlyweds and to couples to be able to provide all the resources to set couples up for success and what to know when things break down so they can get back on track and live in that juicy, yummy, loving space that is our birthright, is our true compass, our true north home.
Wow. Well, Dennis, welcome to the show. What a joy to have you here.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, and I love that your love story brought you together. That to me is the fairy tale in the making. And this show was really special to me because I had so many people coming to me seeking, searching relationship advice. And can that really happen? Can the happily ever after really happen? And I had a really dear friend of mine, have a really dear friend of mine, who was getting married. And they bought a house. And she was so excited and so overjoyed and so all of these things. She was just spinning with happiness, like enchanted with her little bluebirds land on her arms and sing. And she was kind of walking around that way. And they went to Home Depot because they were getting a barbecue and outdoor patio furniture, whatever. And he said to her in the middle of the aisles of Home Depot, "What kind of mop would you like?" And she stopped. She said, "What?" He said, "Well, what kind of mop?" I mean, we'd be like a mop and a butt. And the whole fairy tale just burst.
Oh. Again, it can happen so easily. It can tumble down the rapids. Yes.
Hopefully not permanently burst. Just got a little tarnish there.
Yes. So I would love you to talk about your work. And for couples that are just stepping into that happily ever after. And then we have a lot of people on this line who have been married 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and they're hoping that this one will work or that they can communicate different. And then we even have people online who have been married many years that are looking to deepen their relationship or communicate at a higher level. And so how do people find you and your work and step into that kind of love?
Well, you know, what happens when the people get together is they create a magnetism together. You know, they're both electromagnetically charged, and just like if you can picture two magnets coming attached to each other, and that's, you know, that's how people get together, and that's what takes them into their courtship, into their relationship, into their marriage. And then things happen where the magnets aren't quite aligned anymore, or little burrs come up to lessen the connection between the two poles, where they lose a little bit of the charge, and so over time there's not as much connection, not as much intimacy. And so we work with people in making sure they've got an alignment to begin with, and in strengthening that alignment and taking care of keeping them in alignment and keeping the charge alive, because over time the charge, you know, it will dissipate. You get busy, you've got kids, you've got work, and, you know, who has time to bring back the romance? And we all want that romance. And we help people experience it and put it into their own lives as a date that they can really remember and duplicate over and over again.
Oh, I just absolutely love that. I mean, there's something so special. So first, how did you even come up with this idea to do this?
Well, Love School is really the birthing of the energy between us. And you know, I'm a marriage and family therapist and been practicing for 25 years. And Dennis is a family attorney that specializes in mediation. And so the fun part about our courtship is that after the first month and a half, we had been cooking up this workshop that we were just so excited that poured out of us. And within 3 months, we actually put on our first relationship course.
That's 4 years ago.
And that was 4 years ago. And it had a different name. And we've just been developing it and letting it emerge from just the continuing pouring in of technologies that accelerate changes and support people who are looking for how to keep that love alive. How do you stoke that flame? What do you do when you have breakdowns and disappointments? And so we've just been adding that to our course, making it chock full and a very much of a play shop that's highly experiential and with lots of games and a safe place for couples to really more fully step into the relationship of their dream and the masterpiece that they desire to create together.
Oh, I absolutely love that. So do people come to you who are just beginning to be able to say, we want to take the right steps or the right path or the right base to grow our love from? We want to water the roots of the tree and not the tree? Or do people come to you when something's wrong and they're having a problem and they're internally tangled and they're saying, we either have to get help or quit this, or something's wrong and we just don't know what it is?
Well, really, people come to us in all different stages, just married and being married for a while and having, you know, wondering what's going, what's missing, why isn't it like it used to be? And you know, we live in a society with half of the marriages ending in divorce, and most or many of the problems that ultimately end up in the breakdown of a relationship show up in the first year or so of marriage. And so our goal is to give people the tools and the structure to weather the storms, to be able to have a discussion, even a heated discussion, even an argument, and do it in a way that's positive, that you feel like, wow, we really discussed those, and we really were able to say what we were feeling, and without getting defensive and without having it be destructive. Instead, we now have a fuller understanding. We know where we can go from here. And, you know, I don't think anyone can have a relationship and not have things come up in terms of conflict. And, you know, you're just not clones of each other. But being able to deal with it, being able to express yourself and allow the space for the other person to express themselves is what makes a relationship get deeper and deeper and safer and way more fun.
It just sounds so luscious. It's just like you want to marinate in that. It's like a hot tub of bubbles. You go, yeah, let's do that. It just feels so wonderful. And so how does somebody sign up for love school or to do your dates and to be part of this world? Because I can't imagine. I would think personally, and of course this is, you know, the Nicole heart and spirit, but it's worked so far. I think this is a great wedding gift for a couple. I can't imagine that you shouldn't be able to send somebody to love school and have that be a greater gift than a crock pot or dishes or teaching people how to love, teaching people how to romance and how to have that clear communication and that love thought, I think, is the greatest gift you can give a couple at the onset of their marriage or their relationship.
Isn't that such a great idea, Nicole? We'd love to be on the registry of Bed Bath & Beyond. And we like to say that, you know, we've got, of course, through you, we are able to make this even more manageable for people because we love what you're doing. And what we found is that the wedding party can come together and gift the bride and groom with this experience. So there's so many different ways to, like, we agree, it's one of the most creative gifts that can show up for a couple. And we have many different opportunities. We're real excited about our game night that is a great introduction for couples to come and learn in a playful way of experiences that we use different cards, and we have experiences that just make it easy for couples to come into this experience. We understand women can play this way and it's a little bit easier, and so we want to make it a way that men can come in and feel comfortable as well. So we do game night, and all these events are on our website, loveschool.com, and that's spelled L-U-V as in Victor, S-K-O-O-L.com. And we've got our first event coming up, or our next event coming up March 28th, which is our Evening of Romance. And that's a beautiful evening of deepening the heart connection, deepening the intimacy, coming together in some ways that we would say may be unique to the couple, slowing down and offering a face cupping and face feathering that really allows a woman to be adored. And when a woman is adored in her heart, you know, her whole body opens. So we do a little bit of supporting that couple to come into that connection. We've got our full-day love school for newlyweds on April 25th. And really, it's the fourth Saturday of every month that we alternate our Love School day and our evening, that we keep providing new opportunities for couples to get a taste of us, to just try it out in the evening and see if they want a deeper experience as well. So we're wanting to make many different streams that come in to the river for the support that we would love to give.
Wow. And so for the Love School, is it a separate program in the morning or the evening, or does it go all through the day and night?
Well, as Greta said, 1 month we do just an evening, and then the second mm-hmm. month, fourth Saturday of each month, we do the full day event. It goes from the morning until, and includes the evening part as well. So some people want to jump in and have the whole day experience and the whole evening, but some people may want to just come for 3 hours at night. On a different Saturday, on the other month. So we do it that way to just provide some variety, some choices amongst people. And what we find, you know, as Greta said, women, they take to this relationship seminars maybe a little bit more easily. They're more used to communication. But the people who, it seems like the ones who really get a lot out of this are the guys. All of a sudden, they've got some tools to work with. All of a sudden, they can understand more, and life just becomes so much easier and so much fun in the relationship category. And guys are good with games, and so we make all of this very much fun and with things that you can learn and use on a regular basis, and make it just very easy to adopt.
Mm. Just beautiful. And Dennis, I know as an attorney and as a mediator, part of your heart or your spirit or soul is to make everything okay or to mm-hmm. make everything all right. And I mean, you have such an impressive resume, from the Oprah Winfrey Show to CNN to CBS News to Bill Handel to all of the Dear Abby, all of the ways that you've shared your advice. And so do you find as a man that it's easier for you to be able to open those doors for men who are afraid to communicate, who are afraid to show their heart or spirit or soul, or to be vulnerable, or to even receive when they're so used to being the giver and the provider, but to receive
exactly.
love at that level?
Sure. They're used to being the giver, the provider, to being tough, to not showing their emotions. I mean, some of that has changed over the years, but still, they're not as used to it. And yet, they take to it like a duck to water. They really do. Mm-hmm. Just when the, you know, sort of the space is allowed for them to just be who they are and get into it easily and gently, they jump right in. And we find at the last event we did, someone afterwards, a man said, you know, I was just feeling things that I haven't felt for years, and they came out so easily, and I felt so safe, and I had such a good time. I had so much fun. These guys are just grinning from ear to ear, and you know, we've had couples come in, and they've had an argument that day. They're not connected, and they go out just so juicy, and you know, holding hands and cuddling. It's like they just got married.
Wow. And so for both of you in teaching this work, in sharing love and intimacy at a deeper connected level and a committed level and a sharing level and a heart and a spirit and soul level, how has it changed your own personal relationship in the process?
Well, the truth of the matter is we're in the laboratory. You know, the things that we're showing, it's not like we're some guru somewhere. We're in the laboratory. And when we have a conversation and it works, and we go, wow, that was a really good way we did that. Let's share that. Let's help other people get through a sticky, you know, difficult conversation and have it be easier. And it's impacted us. It's allowed us to talk about the things that are challenges for us. It's given us some validation of the work we're doing when we see other couples who were struggling, and now things are much easier for them. They're on a solid track. They're connected. They're feeling, you know, intimate, and the juices are flowing. So it really it really just comes back to us, and we learn all the time from our students.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, I absolutely love what you're doing. And Greta, I mean, I know you have such a passion and such a commitment to relationship work and to working with couples, and as a marriage and family therapist, that you really put your heart and soul into everything you do. And when I was watching you speak, there was such a joy in the way that you shared. And there was such a seamless, that's the easiest way for me to say it, but it was a seamless ease that you would say something and my whole heart and spirit would say, yes, that's true. Yes, that's right. Yes, it feels good. Yes, absolutely, that's right. And, you know, I kept moving forward and forward to you as a teacher, to a coach, as an expert. And so I would also love you to share some of your work for those who are coming up personal challenges and in finding you and working with you as well.
Oh, thank you. I would love to support women, and you know, people can find me at GretaHassel.com, GretaHassel.com, as well as LoveGodAndSex.com, which is a specific area around sexuality and spirituality. And, you know, I think that we were talking about our personal relationship and, you know, how it's been, and it's such a great question, because I think it's so important for us to go first in talking about the challenges that we experience and what it's like. And, like, just even before, you know, the workshop, we're putting something on, and where we're talking about the different dynamics of how we lead and how we create space for each other, and about supporting each other. And we get into little dynamics around that. And what we find, what we like to pass on is really just acknowledging the and appreciating what that person is doing well. And, you know, always coming back to what is the intention, what is the need behind that behavior. And that just keeps de-escalating the dynamic. And the beauty is it brings us back into our similarities, that we just simply want to be seen, we want to be considered, we want to be acknowledged. And so we like to highlight, you know, how much we're similar in our hearts. And when we can slow down and give these gifts to each other, it ends up putting us on the same side of the street, so that we're working together and for something again, rather than on the other opposite sides of the table. So that's one of the ingredients that I want to make. We first go to have couples get back into that place of Velcro and connection.
That's such a great way to say it. And I want to ask for both of you, because we have, you know, the technological challenges today, and this is a call-in show, and I have a line of people that have been trying to talk to you that have not been able to get in the same way that we were having trouble getting in. And so people are typing feverishly because they can't get online and they have all these questions for you. Will you come back another day? Because there are people that, obviously this has sparked a lot of interest and desire and questions from our audience here. And I don't want to leave them dangling and hanging and not being able to have the gift of asking personally what's in their heart. And so would that be okay, Dennis? I would love to have you come back. And so for all of you who are typing to me,
absolutely.
See you there. I absolutely see you there. And I wish I had a magic wand right now to bridge you all onto the show with us, but I would love to bring them back. And I mean, I love when you say when we buy a car, you get an owner's manual to legally drive, that you have to learn the skills and know the law and pass the driving test. But love, relationships, and marriage, you're on your own, that it's not taught in school. And you really now have a school to teach the intimacy and the art of love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the whole afternoon of our Love School course is just that. It's downloading that owner's manual. And, you know, the place that we often talk about is for couples to really identify what are the top three needs that they have when they're in distress and tattoo that on the forehead of one another so that there's a go-to place. And I let it, it's very known to Dennis that if I'm stressed or I'm triggered, that he clearly knows that I have a need to be heard. And once I'm heard, my blood pressure goes from an 8 or 9 back down to a 1. And it just works for me. And so we really help couples find out the tried and true ways that work, getting something really solid. And we love to anchor those places inside the couple so that it's very it's a well-traveled, like a wagon wheel that they can return to because it yields results. And the beauty of it is it's not that complicated. Once you've figured out your partner, then you can go on to the beauty of creating good experiences. So we take the mystery out of that. We demystify it, and we create very straight roads for couples to actually have what it is that they need for communication.
I love this. I mean, truly, of all of the things that I've seen out there, and that was really the desire in creating this show. How do you give each and every individual that's out there desiring that happily ever after and that dream come true and that romance and love that they always thought that they desired and deserved, and how do you present the tools and the secrets and the keys and the techniques and the windows and the doorways to allow that love to flow through and bringing in the top experts and guests. And certainly, you are the cherry on top of the sundae. I wish you could see my screen. There are all these people that are wanting to talk to you. And my heart goes out to all of you who are here and just understand we love you all. And I promise you, we will bring them back so you can ask all your questions. So stay tuned and we'll post it so you have a date when they're returning. And hopefully we can do that really soon, because if you see all the little hearts here,
they're
so excited about your work. So please tell us.
These people, yes. Nicole, are welcome to reach out to us as well if they have specific questions. You know, we certainly welcome them to come to loveschool.com. And we want to let your listeners know that we are, if they come to the website, and that we want to offer the first 5 people a complimentary seat to our next evening of romance. So please be in touch. And you know, again, we like the magic words of Nicole. If you type in our coupon code, we really would love to expose your listeners to some of the opportunities and have them be our guests because of Nicole, because of what you're offering to your listeners with these resources. And we're so appreciative to you to help others know about how to create the kind of juicy, playful, loving relationship that they want.
Wow. I absolutely adore you both. And so www.loveschool.com, Love School, which is so adorable in itself.
And you can put, go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say, love your brochure. I just love the pictures. I love the couple with the hearts and the happily ever after, and I love the photograph of the two of you, and it's just, it really is. I told you originally when you were on our Passionate Living show that I saw the brochure, and it was like a magnet to your tip. I was like, what's that? It was like a kid in a candy store going, ooh. I love this.
You were. Yes.
I do want to say that we're kind of in the middle of changing our website around. We just have a new designer. So if it doesn't work for someone just to sign up, if they just send us an email at info@loveschool.com, we'll get back to them and we'll make sure that, you know, the first 5 people who want to come, we'll make sure that they're in, and we'll make it all work, even though the website's a little bit challenged right now.
Well, what a generous offer. And it's such a joy having you here today. And then please let me know as soon as you can that I would love to be able to bring you back onto this show and to have, you know, offer for the opportunity for people to be able to ask their questions to you, because I really know that the information you share is so important, especially for this audience, but really for anyone out there. If you have friends, and I really believe, as we were talking about, this is the best wedding present you could possibly gift to anyone that you love. I mean, whether they are your friend, your family, even for your partner, or for yourself, the greatest gift you can give yourself stepping into a relationship is really learning how to do this love playfully, joyfully, with communication and spirit and heart and honesty and trust and all of these things, joy and passion and bliss that you share and teach in your love school. And it really is the greatest gift one can possibly give to enhance oneself.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
My
your
pleasure.
Beautiful energy of appreciation. We just feel it resoundingly coming through. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being with us. We will look forward to having you back on the show and wishing you a very happy Easter, Passover, holiday season as we're stepping into spring, that I know that love is just surrounding you and all of the guests that are coming your way. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank
That's
you.
A time of new beginnings with this season, so it's wonderful to be with you on this during this time of year. So we look forward to hearing from you, and thank you again.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow, what a beautiful show. Greta Hassel Grace and Dennis Cohen, I promise you all they will be back to answer all of your questions. And as they said, you can reach them at info@loveschool.com. Go ahead and go to their website, www.luvskool.com. They've made this incredible offer for the first 5 people to be able to step in and take their programs and play. Go to play school, really romance and enhance and dance with that love in a whole new way. And this really is what this show is about. Being able to have the keys, the secrets, the tools, and the techniques to living that happily ever after. And this, my darlings, is an incredible doorway for light and love in your life. So this is Nicole Brandon and Greta Hassel Grace and Dennis Cohen wishing you the happily ever after.